Last week, I took the advantage to get out and about, and I headed to Clanabogan, to the fine facilities there owned by Drumrath Sarsfields, where once again, this progressive club have come up with something very, very novel in relation to fundraising. We've had the Seagulls, we've had the Strictly Come Dancing, the Take Me Out, but this is something completely different, as you'll hear from my exploits at Clanabogan. Eddie O'Kane, chairman of Drumrath, what's it all about? What do you plan to do?
Well, Paddy, listeners, it's another initiative on the part of Drumrath GFC. It involves, and it's known as the Great Solar Run, and it's taking place the last weekend in August, which is All-Ireland semi-final weekend, starting in Clanabogan. And we're solar running all the way from here now to Croke Park, arriving in Croke Park on that semi-final Sunday.
Obviously, Jerry McGurgan, part of the organising team, it's a big undertaking, an awful lot of work being done behind the scenes, not just today or yesterday, but over the past couple of months.
Yeah, it's been actually more than a couple of months' work. We have a very solid and committed committee, basically, here in Drumrath. And they actually Great Solar Run. They took it in their stride. We set up a committee internally for the event itself, broke it out into subcommittees. And it's been something that's been happening over the last 4 or 5 months. So it's everything has been looked at, logistics, health and safety has been looked at. We've worked with all of the local authorities, PSNI, Garda Síochána. They've all come on board. We've all the permits in place. Everyone's insured. So we think we can do this.
And it is about raising money, not only for the club, but a very special cause at the Michaela Foundation, which was recently launched.
Yeah, well, we just need to be very clear on what, first of all, this is. The first sponsorship, let's say, is for local members actually to take up this cause, basically. And that's for to complete the phase three of our own capital development programme. Our own members will run 3/4 of a mile and pop the ball to the next person, and they will raise sponsorship. So we'll look internally to our own members to raise that sponsorship. But I suppose another initiative here is to raise money for a very local charity, which is the Michaela Foundation. And we will collect on the days of the event, bucket collections basically through 14 towns and villages all the way to Croke Park. And 100% of the money that we raise in those buckets, you know, will go to directly to the Michaela Foundation. And we're very proud and humbled to do that.
It's no surprise to me that Drumrath are doing this, but it's not the first time you have done something completely different to raise money and to raise the profile of the club.
Well, Paddy, this development out here is, you know, geared towards the youth of the future. And already, you know, it's paying dividends and, you know, great numbers here every Saturday morning from under six right through to minor. The Michaela Foundation, again, although in its fledgling state, is also going to be geared towards, you know, youth fulfilment. And it's very special. I think everybody, you know, worldwide indeed, was touched by the tragedy that affected the Hart family. And we've received the blessing of the Hart family and John McAreevy, and we're very, very grateful of that. I also want to acknowledge, I think, the contribution made by Niall Laird, who has been involved in designing the logo. And, you know, as with many projects, both within various clubs in this county, you know, Niall always provides maximum support.
Clash of the Clans was a huge success last year. It's coming up again very shortly now. And once again, this is something different for the club to be doing.
Paddy, again, GA Club, you know, it's big business. All clubs now have hundreds and hundreds of members, and, you know, again, it stretches beyond just GA games on a Sunday. The runs, again, which are starting very shortly, initiated by Noel Donnelly, again involving all the clubs. Now, not everybody wants, perhaps, to participate in football, but, you know, there's something for everybody in all of these activities.
And how do people get involved? I know it's open to people away outside the club as well. What do they need to do to get involved with the Great Solar Run?
The main communication now, I suppose, is through everybody's the Facebook pages. Our own Drumrath Facebook page is promoting the event. So essentially check out the Facebook and register online.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you just look at www.greatsolarrun.net, then you can be passed on to the Drumrath website, and you'll find all of the information. And absolutely, if anybody wants to get involved, come and contact us, and we'll absolutely be delighted to talk to them.
You set off at 9 in the morning on the 27th of August, finishing at Croke Park, I believe.
On that day, All-Ireland semi-final, it's Ulster versus Leinster. So here's to Tyrone and Dublin and Croke Park. And the last person soloing the ball into Croke Park might well be you, Paddy.
I can just imagine it, 80,000 people soloing through and blasting the ball wide in front of Hull 16. a bit of an embarrassment. But well done to everybody involved there with Drumrah Sarsfields. Well worth your support and your assistance from whatever part of the county or the country you're from.